Ladies and gentlemen, fresh off of a amazing show brought to you by the WWE Network, which is just $9.99. This is Brad Gilmore. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show Network. And oh man, what a show we were just privy to via the WWE Network. Oh my goodness, brother. SummerSlam 2014 just ended, and I cannot believe it. How awesome and amazing this show was. Can you hear it in my voice? Can y'all hear it in my voice? It was such an awesome show. I want to break it down for y'all. Brock Lesnar, though, is your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, brother. Yes, the Beast Incarnate defeated John Cena in what was an amazing spectacle of a match. Whoa. 16 German suplexes to John Cena delivered by the Beast Incarnate Brock Lesnar, the Conqueror. Man. That match was awesome. Let's break this down, though. Let's break down the whole card. This is going to be short and sweet. I just want to break it down. These were my comments, my viewpoints on SummerSlam 2014. Starting it off, all off. I mean, we had Cesaro and Rob Van Dam in the pre-show. Shout out to Booker T for the shucky shucky quack quack duck shucky shucky quack quack moment of the night, brother. Shucky ducky quack quack. I'm sorry. I'm still hype on SummerSlam. That opened up the show. Rob Van Dam picks up the victory after a fourth attempt at a 5-star frog splash and defeats Cesaro. Antonio Cesaro defeats him right there on the pre-show. Then our first match of the evening, Dolph Ziggler, the Dolph Man, the Zig Man, faces The Miz, the man with the moneymaker, for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Miz just won it last month at Battleground in a Battle Royal, and I didn't think he was going to lose it this quickly, but I had an inkling that he might. So I chose Dolph Ziggler, and lo and behold, the man who they said was buried, the man who they said wouldn't ever amount to anything back in the WWE after he was labeled injury prone and spoke out against everything, he is now your Intercontinental Champion. And you know what? I like it. They're bringing some prominence back to the Intercontinental Championship. I mean, you know, Bad News Barrett won, and then he got injured, and then, you know, Miz has taken over, and then Ziggler, and it's all like within 3 months, we've had three different Intercontinental Champions, and that's exciting to me. I mean, we've lived in an era where champions would hold titles for 434 days, 365 days, 298 days, you know, and that's awesome, and I like that they're giving the belts prestige, but at the same time, that is what made the Attitude Era so exciting for me, was the constant changing of belts back and forth between two guys. I mean, I think in a matter of a month, The Rock and Mick Foley switched WWE Championship like three times or something ridiculous like that. So I'm really excited that they're doing this. You know what I mean? I mean, it's bringing some excitement back to the Intercontinental Championship, not just a sleeper like... I don't want to see this match anymore. You know, it's the Intercontinental title. I don't like the Intercontinental title. But that's not how it is anymore, brother. I mean, they're making it exciting. It was an exciting match. Dolph Ziggler hits Miz with a Famouser, it looked like, and then Miz jumps right back up. Skull-crushing finale on Dolph Ziggler. Dolph kicks out of two, throws him into the ropes. Reversal. And then the zigzag, which I still think is the worst finishing move of all time, but it got Dolph Ziggler the win. 1-2-3, your new Intercontinental Champion to start off SummerSlam 2014, Dolph Ziggler. Transitioning right along, though, after that, we had the first Divas bout of the evening. We had the lovely and beautiful Miss AJ Lee defending her WWE Divas Championship against the 22-year-old. She turned 22 today, so we share the same birth year. Paige, former WWE Divas Champion. So, I mean, this obviously started back the night after WrestleMania when Paige debuted on the main roster from NXT. She was still the NXT Women's Champion at the time, and she debuts, and boom, out of nowhere, beats AJ Lee for the WWE Championship at the night after Raw. I mean, what an amazing, amazing moment that was in the WWE lexicon of the WWE universe, excuse me. And so, boom, she wins. She holds the title for a little while. And then about 2 months ago on Monday Night Raw, which was in a fantastic episode full of returns, out of nowhere, AJ Lee shows back up in the WWE after getting married to CM Punk, comes back, and on that night reclaims her WWE Divas Championship. They went and fought each other at Battleground. AJ retained, and then they started this psycho storyline where Paige was best friends with AJ, but then turned on AJ. Then they were frenemies, but they were still best friends. She throws AJ off the stage. AJ attacks her. She comes out and gives AJ some kind of poetry reading, and then AJ beats up on Eva Marie, which, by the way, super hot. Anyway, boom, 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 here we are, SummerSlam. I'm saying AJ Lee's going to retain the championship. Matt T.P. Topolsky said on the pre-show they're going to go back and forth. I said they're going to do that with the Intercontinental Championship. But who would have thought they would have done it with both? And what that means is Paige is in the Black Widow submission hold and then reverses it into a rampage, which is like a fisherman's suplex DDT type maneuver, and beats AJ Lee 1-2-3 for the Divas Championship on her 22nd birthday. So within two matches, we have two title changes, which was just out of this world to me. I was like, wow, no way. Which, I'm not going to lie, even though I've been saying Brock Lesnar is going to be the new WWE World Heavyweight Championship this whole time, I was a little scared. I was like, wait, well, we've had two title changes already. Are they going to do a third? I mean, I don't know. So anyway, that was insane. AJ Lee loses the championship to Paige. And then we go on to the flag match. Rusev with Lana. Let me stop for a second. I know I said Eva Marie is hot. Lana. Good, sweet Jesus Christ. Lana is supremely sexy. In a whole different way. I mean, that white dress. She's got the white dress. Well, she got the like little mini skirt and then like the jacket. It was like real business suity with a little mini skirt. And oh my lord, and that blonde hair. She just has it tied up. Oh, okay. On a tangent, but she comes out with the Russian Rusev, and they're going up against Jack Swagger, accompanied by Zeb Coulter. Now, the match starts off like before the bell rings, boom, Swagger hits him with the flag, and then he injures the knee or the ankle of because he gets him in the patriarch of Rusev, and then they go back and forth, back and forth. Rusev is selling the knee or the knee of the leg or the ankle or whatever. He can't put him in the camel clutch. They're going back and forth with that. Finally, Rusev gets the camel clutch on Jack Swagger, and Jack Swagger does not tap out. He does not give up. The man passes out. You know why? Because he is a real American. We, the people. Yes, it's kind of an Austin Brett finish from WrestleMania 13. I know it's not the magnitude of a match, and wasn't the magnitude of the finish, but it was similar. You know, you liked Austin. You got behind Austin as a babyface because he didn't give up to the sharpshooter. He bled until Ken Shamrock was like, all right, it's over. This man is knocked out. He's passed out from the pain. So that's how that match ended, by knockout. And then we had to see the Russian flag get raised at SummerSlam, which was kind of weird to me. And the Russian national anthem get played, which just sounds like creepy, crazy rage music. I mean, it sounded strange. It's a strange national anthem. I mean, shout out to all the Russian people. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. I don't know. Anyway, strange national anthem, all right? I like our national anthem, but like Daniel Tosh, do any of you have it on your iPod? Moving right along, the Lumberjack match to end all Lumberjack matches. Seth Rollins defeated Dean Ambrose in what was the greatest Lumberjack match of all time. You had guys like the Usos and Stardust and Goldust and the Wyatts and Fandango and Bo Dallas and Kofi Kingston and Big E and some guy in a hat, which I may have thought was Damian Sandow. I wasn't sure. I mean, Rob Van Dam, Cesaro. So many people were a part of Sin Cara. So many people were the Lumberjacks, and they played more than just the obligatory obligatory role of being in the just throwing guys in or beating guys up if you're the heel, throwing them in if you're the babyface, you know. And it was just like they actually played a part in the match where they would attack, and then Dean Ambrose was attacking guys back when he'd get thrown out, which he's just unstable. He's the crazy man. And then, you know, Dean Ambrose would jump on all of them. You know, they'd run up in the stands, and then Corporate Kane came out, and it was just chaos. I mean, go watch the WWE Network, all right? It was so much going on, I can't even recap it right now. But it was the greatest lumberjack match I've ever witnessed. Dean Ambrose put on a hell of a show, almost beat Seth Rollins with a curb stomp until Kane interfered, and then all hell broke loose, and Seth Rollins hits Dean Ambrose with the Money in the Bank briefcase, and boom, puts him out of commission, brother. And 1, 2, 3, your winner, Seth Rollins. In, we transition into the match, which I was actually kind of least excited for, and we talked about it with Matt TP Topolsky. Bray Wyatt defeated Chris Jericho in a pretty damn good match. Two Sister Abigails, one on the outside, one on the inside. 1, 2, 3, the Eater of Worlds wins. And then, the match, one of the two matches I really was waiting for, but I was very, very pleased with the beginning five or six matches or however many it was at first. I mean, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, five matches. I mean, God, you know, all five or six matches. I don't know. It's not important. But the match I was waiting for, one of the matches I was waiting for was Stephanie McMahon versus Brie Bella. And we talked about it, the ridiculous storyline of Daniel Bryan cheating, which they really didn't even play up tonight on the show, and you know, the back and forth, the getting arrested, and then the pedigrees to Nikki Bella, and then to Brie Bella, and then all kinds of stuff. So anyway, boom, I'm ready. Stephanie comes out first, and by God, Triple H married very well in more ways than one, but Stephanie McMahon was a knockout. And personally, I've never found Stephanie McMahon super duper attractive until tonight. She looked fabulous. She looked amazing. She looked drop dead gorgeous and in shape and ready to fight. She comes out in this like leather like one piece type deal, but has like patches where you can like see her legs kind of through. It's like see through, and she looked in shape. Like, in stupid, serious shape. Like, it was an amazing sight to watch. I mean, she looked so damn good. And for not being in the ring for 10 or 11 years or whatever it was, I mean, damn, she looked great. Awesome. Comes out of the ring, no Triple H, no Randy Orton, no Seth Rollins, no Corporate Kane, no Authority. Just Dolo. She's like, I'm Stephanie McMahon, I'm the billion-dollar a baroness, which is what they called her, which I loved, by the way. And boom, she comes out. Brie Bella comes out by herself. No Nikki Bella, no Daniel Bryan, no John Cena. I don't know why she would, but anyway, no family of any kind, no other Total Divas accompanied to the ring. Boom, these two start going at it, but Stephanie is just bringing the pain. Now, the match started off kind of slow, and I didn't know if the crowd was fully into it, but I was invested. I'm gonna be honest. I liked the match. I loved the match, to be honest with you. Stephanie was hitting super awesome technical moves. She was hitting DDTs picture perfect. She was hitting clotheslines perfect. She was doing everything. I mean, to me, her actual wrestling ability, the moves that she performed, I thought they looked great. Maybe I was buying into the match so much, but I thought they looked great. And Brie was getting a little offense. And then finally, Brie starts kicking Stephanie McMahon's ass. And you know who doesn't like it? Triple H, the COO of this company, doesn't like it. Of WWE, doesn't like it. So he comes running out. But like 2 seconds after him, Nikki Bella comes running out. She's like, Triple H, I'm not going to let you do this. So while you know, there's this distraction, Brie Bella, I'm sorry, guys. I'm still jazzed up from the SummerSlam because it's so awesome. Brie Bella gets Stephanie McMahon in the yes lock. Stephanie McMahon's about to tap out. Boom, Triple H pulls the referee out. And then Nikki just looks at him like, I can't believe you just did that. Brie Bella runs, baseball slide, boom, to Triple H, knocks him down. And Nikki's kind of like, hell yeah. Nikki takes her hat off. She's like, what now, biatch? And then she runs on the other side of the ring, slides in the ring, stops Stephanie from getting out. She stands up staring down Stephanie like, what now, woman? What you gonna do when the Bellas run wild on you? When the Bella twins And I'm not talking about Nikki and Brie, if you know what I'm saying. Nikki looked amazing, by the way. I'm going to put that out there. They all look gorgeous. Nikki Bella, though, I'll put number one. So she starts backing Stephanie down. Stephanie's like backing up on the mat. And then she runs into Brie. Boom. Pops up. Michael Cole's like, twin magic, twin magic. And then they're staring at each other. Stephanie's like, oh, shit. I'm effed. You know what I mean? And then Nikki Bella shoves Stephanie out of the way, knocks the shit out of her sister. And boom. Stephanie like laughs, gets Brie in a pedigree. 1, 2, 3. She wins. Heel turn? I obviously that's like a traditional spot and way for a heel to turn. But there was a look of, I didn't want to do it, Brie, you know, on Nikki's face. You could tell she wasn't happy about it. She didn't walk out with the authority. She wasn't smiling. She was like, they got me. They got me by the ovaries. The ovaries. They got me by the ovaries, yo. And there's nothing I can do about it. There's not a single thing I can do about it because they got me by the ovaries, sis. She got her by the ovaries. I mean, and there had been like, we're going to fire you, Nikki, if you didn't do this, or we're going to sue you for something or another, you know, something to force her to turn on her own sister and for her to not be happy about it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, a week or two ago, you know, boom, Stephanie's hitting Nikki with a pedigree. Forcing Brie to watch it. So there's got to be something more to that. But anyway, your winner of the semi-main event, believe it or not, Stephanie McMahon, the billionaire baroness. And then we moved into the match right before the main event of the evening. And to be honest with you, I wasn't like super excited about this match. And I like Orton and I like Roman Reigns. But I wasn't excited about this match, and really, I was half paying attention to it, because I think I was just so ready for the main event. But I'm half paying attention to it, and then it starts getting really good. Reigns hits his outside kick, you know, Superman punch, about to spear Orton, boom! Orton does the side scoop slam, and 1-2 kicks out, boom! Reigns gets back up, they start going at it. Orton goes for the RKO. Reigns ducks out of it, bounces against the ropes. Looks like he jumped for another Superman punch. Randy Orton, boom, hits him with the RKO. 1, 2, kick out. You know they couldn't let Roman Reigns lose. Roman Reigns hits him with a spear. 1, 2, 3. Great match. I mean, good match. Wasn't my favorite on the card, but I mean, it was better than what I expected. And I don't know, I just wasn't excited for that match for some reason. Maybe the story wasn't built up enough for me, but I mean, it turned out to be a really good match, and I enjoyed it. Roman Reigns is your winner. So now, let's get to it. I mean, this is serious. I couldn't believe it. It was time. Something I bugged my girlfriend about all weekend long. I was like, the main event for SummerSlam is John Cena, the current WWE World Heavyweight Champion, going one-on-one with the one in 1-21, or 21-1. I'm sorry, I messed that up. Let's try that again. John Cena going one-on-one with the one in 21-1, with the one behind the one in 21-1. What a crazy match. You know, I became a huge Brock Lesnar fan as of late. Went back and watched. I just got kind of back into UFC, watching MMA. So I went back and watched Brock Lesnar defeat Randy Couture in a dominating performance. Like knocks him out in the second round. I mean, this guy is an incredible athlete. Incredible. So I was really hyped. Everyone said Lesnar was going to win. I thought Lesnar was going to win. He just defeated The Undertaker's undefeated streak. He deserves to be the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, right? So the match starts in the first 30 seconds. Like, the bell rings, ding, ding, ding. Lesnar takes John Cena to the corner. Boom, boom, boom. Hits him with some shots. Picks him up on his shoulders. F5, 1, 2, kick out. In the first 30 seconds, we get an F5. All shucky ducky quack quack, brother. Sucker. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. What in the hell happened? I was freaking out. Freaking out. So anyway, John Cena kicks out, and then Brock Lesnar just physically dominates John Cena. Physically dominates John Cena. He physically dominates John Cena. Ridiculous. I mean, it was flat out ridiculous. 16 German suplexes to this man. John Cena was getting his ass whooped. John Cena had like a nice little flurry back and forth, boom, boom, boom. And actually ends up hitting Lesnar with an AA, which for some reason back when John Cena was the Doctor of Thugonomics, all I think about was when John Cena was doing like a rap and he was going into a match. I think a Backlash 03? Backlash 03 with Cena, Lesnar and Cena. And John Cena was just, I just remember this punchline where he was like, "Your finisher's the F5. Well, mine's the FU," right? And they called his finisher the FU for a while. And then his finisher, his submission finish, the STF, they called it the STFU, which was awesome. I hated when they changed the names to just STF and the attitude adjustment, the AA. I like the FU, but it's PG. I get it. Anyway, John Cena hits Brock Lesnar with an AA. 1-2, kick out. And then Brock Lesnar smiles sadistically at John Cena, stands up. He's like, "Come on, let's do this. Let's do this," right? And they start going at it, boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, somehow Lesnar keeps telling the ref, "Go check on him, tell him to give up." 16 German suplexes, guys. He's like, "Tell him to give up." Ask the and referee Charles Robinson's about to call it off, and he checks on John Cena again. Brock Lesnar goes and is kind of standing over John Cena. John Cena takes Brock Lesnar's leg, boom, hits the STF on him. Boom's got it locked in tight. Stone Cold would have been kind of proud because it looked kind of good, you know. I mean, it looked more snug than it has been in the past, especially after rewatching SummerSlam 2013 with the STF he had on Bryan. It just didn't look good. So anyway, here we are, and he's got him in the STF. You think Brock's tap. Brock has the hand up. The hand's like about to tap. Then Brock Lesnar turns it over, picks John Cena up, F5s him in the middle of the ring. Two F5s. 1, 2, 3. And Brock Lesnar eats, sleeps, conquers the C Nation, and is your new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And I guarantee you, he will be champion for a long time. And he will get a new title belt tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw with the new WWE logo, which, by the way, I love the new logo. I didn't think I'd like it. Love it. I love the new logo. He's going to get the new title belt. Hopefully, it's just going to be one belt, not two, even though that last shot of Lesnar and Heyman at SummerSlam and Brock had both belts on, it looked good on him. Both belts look really good on Brock Lesnar. It wasn't the boa like John Cena wore. And I'm a John Cena fan, but I wanted Lesnar to be the champion. You defeat the streak, you deserve the title. And both title belts look really good on him. Big gold belt's my favorite title of all time. Anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But Brock Lesnar is the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And this was the greatest SummerSlam ever.
Oh, Brian, what have you done?